We have a very interesting gospel today. Jesus, along with his disciples, are in view of the temple treasury where people are offering their offerings of money. And he observes how the wealthy people put in large sums. And then he sees a poor widow who puts in two coins worth very little. And then he says something very mysterious that doesn't make sense to us. He says that it's the widow who's made the greater offering, even though she just offered a few cents, which must have been a little confusing to his disciples. From a human perspective, objectively, this is not true. $1,000 is worth more than a few cents. But Jesus is giving us an insight into how God sees and not our own human perspective. So why, from Jesus' perspective, or we could say God's perspective, why did he see the widow as giving more than the wealthy people? Well, God can see that the wealthy people gave simply what was left over. They gave what they didn't need. And the woman, the widow, gave what she herself needed. So hers was the more generous offering. She gave without regard to herself. It's good for us to think about how it was that the woman was able to do this, the widow, give of her need, as opposed to simply what was left over or what she didn't need. Obviously, this woman who made this offering to God trusted that God would take care of her, that she could be free to give even of that which she needed, because she knew that she didn't have to take care of herself, but that God would take care of her. So she was actually more free to give than the wealthy people were, because she wasn't worried about her own life. She knew that her life was in God's hands and that he's trustworthy and that he can't be outdone in generosity. If she was generous with God, then God would be generous with her. So this law of the Christian life is something that our patron saint, St. John Paul II, called the law of the gift. That we find our life, or we discover our life, in proportion to the measure that we give it away, that we give of ourselves. So if we want to have life, we have to give our life away. And this is a message that runs throughout the scriptures. A great example of this is in our first reading today, the story of Elijah the prophet visiting the home of this poor widow in Zarephath. Elijah is literally running for his life because King Ahab is trying to search to track him down and kill him. And it's also in the midst of a terrible famine. And so Elijah himself is without food and without resources. He's on the run. He's in a desperate situation. And then he ends up at the home of this widow who is also in clearly a desperate situation, because he asks for a drink of water and then a little piece of bread. And then she informs him, well, she had very little to give because she and her son were literally on their last meal. And so after they had what they were about to eat, they just were going to await death because they didn't have anything else to eat. And so how does Elijah respond to this woman's admission of their extreme poverty? He says, "Make me a little cake, please." Which seems like a sick joke. But somehow, the woman does it. It's very good for us to see. This really challenges our own sense of what it means to make a gift of ourselves. this woman too, giving what she didn't have. Why? Because this man of God asked for it. So against her better judgment, against all reason, she makes him this cake, what was going to be her and her son's last meal. And what do the scriptures tell us? That the jar of flour did not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry. She gave out of her poverty, and God took care of her. Really good for us to hear these words. It's a reminder that God wants us to be generous. And he doesn't just want us to give of our excess, he wants us to give of our very lives, even what we don't feel like we have. One little way I think we can live this is just through the gift of our time to others. I think that's something that everybody feels, even people who are retired, they tell me they sometimes seem busier than they were when they were in the working world. We can often feel like we don't have time to give to God in prayer, time to serve the church, time to call a neighbor, visit someone who's mourning the loss of their loved one, go to a visitation, whatever it might be. God's not asking us to give of our surplus, because none of us have a surplus of time. He's asking us to give of our poverty. He's asking us to give the time that we don't have. And what does God promise to give us in return? He'll be generous back to us in the measure that we're generous to others. He will. He's God. He can do it. There's something that is really striking to me about this reading today, and that's that Jesus is watching people come to make their offering in the temple. And the offering that they make is symbolic. So we have some people who come to the temple, they give a large gift, but that gift is really symbolic of only part of them. So we have some people who come to the temple, offer part of themselves. And then we have this widow who comes to the temple. She gives just a little bit, but it's all that she has. And so symbolically, this Jesus is saying she's offering her very livelihood. She's offering there her life. What's interesting is that we too come to the temple, this church. This is the temple of God. And what happens here? Well, we take up a collection, and then the money collected is processed up to the front of church, along with the bread and the wine. The collection is placed near the altar. We'll have to figure out a different location with all of our saints for our November display. We'll place the collection near the altar, and then the priest offers the bread and the wine at the altar. And I'm always struck by the prayers that accompany that little offering of bread and wine. Sometimes if there's music going on, I say it silently. If there's silence, then sometimes I'll say it out loud. But as I'm holding the bread over the altar, I say, "Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we are. You have given us the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands." So the bread's presented as a gift from God that's also our own work, because human hands had to take the wheat and grind it and make it. So the same thing with the wine. "Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands." So again, we're saying that the wine is the result of human labor and creativity. So what's the point that I'm trying to make? Well, It's that as we process these gifts up of the bread and wine, which are the fruit of the work of man, and the money, which symbolizes the fruit of our labors and hard work. What's the symbolism that's going on here? Well, It's the symbolism is that here at the altar, when we come to Mass, we're offering our very lives to God. There's a really important aspect of the Mass that we often forget, is that when we're baptized, we become priests. Now that doesn't, and why a priest? Well, because Jesus is a priest. We become priest, prophet, and king like Jesus. So this is different than the ministerial priesthood. I have a particular kind of priesthood that allows me to make this offering on behalf of the church. But we all share in Christ's priesthood. And what does a priest do? Well, they make an offering. They make a sacrifice, make a gift to God. So each one of us baptized, we're sharing this priesthood of Christ. So we have something to offer. And what is it that we have to offer? Well, it's just our lives. And so that's what's symbolized when we bring up the bread and the wine and the money. Those things are offered at the altar. So what's that symbolizing? It's our lives that are offered there at the altar. So it's easy for us to offer the good things about our life. You know, we could think about our little victories, like we were able to forgive somebody, or we were able to do a good deed for another person. Maybe we were able to be generous with our money or our resources. It's not that hard for us to offer those things, but what really needs to be offered are the ways that we're poor, our struggles, our failures, our disappointments, the things in our life that are really hard. This woman, this widow who came to the temple to make her offering, what does she give? Not of her surplus wealth, she gives her poverty. That's what she comes to the temple to offer. And that's what we come here to the church to offer. Sometimes we think about the Mass just as our weekly opportunity to receive the Lord. But that's not all the Mass is. Mass is also our weekly opportunity to give our lives to the Lord, to offer our lives to the Lord. So what happens then when we place our lives here on the altar? This is what we can do when we come to Mass. We can think about those things that we need to offer to God. Usually, it's best to think about the poverty that we have, the ways that we struggle, our suffering. Offering this on the altar, along with the bread and wine. What happens with the bread and wine? The Holy Spirit descends upon those gifts and makes them holy. And guess what happens? When we offer our lives there at the altar, the Holy Spirit comes down and makes us holy. And if we do this weekly, year after year, it's going to make an incredible difference in our life. It's going to make us holy. And not those places of our life that don't need to become holy because we're doing relatively well in those areas. It's the areas of our life that we struggle. That's what needs to be made holy. That's where we need Christ to enter in and bless and heal and sanctify. So that's why we can come to Mass. Such a consolation for me to offer the Mass as a priest, because I try to think about the hardships that I have and the burdens that I carry. That's what I try to lay at that altar. That's what I need to give to the Lord. And it's such a consolation to give that to God and to have the opportunity here at Mass to have an altar where we can make an offering. So that's what I try to do, make an offering of my life there at the altar. This isn't just for me, it's for you too. As priests of Jesus Christ through our baptism, through our common priesthood. So, brothers and sisters, let's make an offering here. And let's not just offer to God today what what we feel pretty good about in our life, our surplus, our extra. Let's offer here today our poverty, that which really causes us to struggle, our hurts, our pain, our wounds, those places where we need healing and sanctification. Let's offer that at the altar today, our life, so that Christ can come and take our offering and make it and us holy.